27 restaurants are opening their doors today, all with great meals and even better deals. Most are featuring three-course meals for $25 or less. Some of the restaurants have participated in Dining Week since its start back in 2005. Others aren't just new to the event, they're new to the area. Modern Malt hasn't even been open 2 weeks. General Manager Katie Beckett says the Gastro Diner prides itself on chef-inspired food, and residents are noticing.
A lot of people were kind of really waiting for us to open. I live in the Emory Square area as well, and I've lived here for a few years, and I have always wished that there was a diner down here, a place to get some breakfast food. And I think a lot of our customers so far have been residents. They've been folks who live down here, who commute into this area, who work down here. So I think all the folks were excited and waiting for us to get going, and here we are, and we're getting our butts kicked.
While not new to Syracuse, Funkin' Waffles is new to Downtown Dining Week after recently opening its second restaurant in Armory Square. General Manager Samuel Levy says they plan on offering a savory waffle, a sweet waffle, and a beverage for just $20.
It's going to help us, you know, obviously for the couple weeks of Dining Week, but also I think in the long term, once people get a chance to come down here and see us for the first time, I know they'll come back. I'd like to see the reaction of people when they finally come down and try things like our jive turkey and our chicken and waffles, things that you really can't find anywhere else.
It's hard to live in Syracuse and never have tried Pastabilities' infamous hot tomato oil or fresh Italian bread. But owner Karen Cortelling says despite being one of Dining Week's first ever participants, the event continues to bring out longtime locals who still haven't been to the restaurant.
It does draw people that still haven't been downtown, or maybe they're finally encouraged to come because there's more and more things to do. It's definitely an active urban experience to come during these weeks because there are a lot more people just milling around, and it just feels like something you want to be a part of.
Another longtime participant is the Empire Brewing Company. Owner David Kaleski says incentivizing people with good food and prices pays off for everyone in the long run.
It helps all the restaurants twofold because we're able to expose ourselves to new customers often. And second, it's during a slower period of the year when there's snow on the ground and people are kind of tired of winter. So getting them out and getting an early jump on spring helps the business quite a bit.
Dining Week will run from today until March 1st. To check out a full list of participating restaurants and their Dining Week menus, visit www.downtownsyracuse.com/diningweek. Sarah Breckbill, WAER News.